Today, many of his fanatical disciples use these code names, all of which take a similar form. Two letters and a four-digit number. For example, DG 2064, PA 2105, or the one you just mentioned.
FS 2080. Sinsky nodded.
That could only be a transhumanist code name.
Do the numbers and letters have meaning? Sinsky motioned to his computer.
Pull up your browser. I'll show you.
The provost looked uncertain, but went to his computer and launched a search engine.
Search for FM 2030,
Sinsky said, settling in behind him. The provost typed FM 2030, and thousands of web pages appeared.
Click any of them, Sinsky said.
The provost clicked the top hit, which returned a Wikipedia page showing a picture of a handsome Iranian man, Feridun M. Esfandiari, whom it described as an author, philosopher, futurist, and forefather of the transhumanist movement. Born in 1930, he was credited with introducing transhumanist philosophy to the multitudes, as well as presciently predicting in vitro fertilization, genetic engineering, and the globalization of civilization. According to Wikipedia, Esfandiari's boldest claim was that new technologies would enable him to live to be 100 years old, a rarity for his generation. As a display of his confidence in future technology, Feridun M. Esfandiari changed his name to FM 2030, a code name created by combining his first and middle initials along with the year in which he would turn 100. Sadly, he succumbed to pancreatic cancer at age 70 and never reached his goal. But in honor of his memory, zealous transhumanist followers still paid tribute to FM 2030 by adopting his naming technique. When the provost finished reading, he stood up and walked to the window, staring blankly out at the ocean for a long moment.
So, he finally whispered, as if thinking aloud, Bertrand Zobrist's lover, this FS 2080, is obviously one of these transhumanists.
Without a doubt, Sinsky replied. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly who this FS 2080 is, but
that was my point, the provost interrupted, still staring out to sea. I do know. I know exactly who it is.